anybody can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gent Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets.
And you are listening to another edition of the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. I am, of course, as always, Brandon Dowling, and we have a fantastic show for you this week as we are getting ready, counting down the hours to what is a Thursday night showdown, the return of Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills coming to MetLife Stadium tomorrow night. You know, with a game like that, we bring in special guests, especially on our show. And this week, none other than Victor Green. Spent 9 years with the Jets organization. He's a safety, especially the Jets could use him this week now with Calvin Pryor and Deion Bailey out. So without further ado, let's bring him on here as we welcome Victor Green. Victor, how are you?
Brandon, I'm well. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming on. And I saw somebody had actually put out on Twitter to you, just kind of seeing if you had your pads ready to go, because the Jets should use you this week, man. They got no safeties left.
Yeah, I get a lot of that, Brandon. I'm going to go home tomorrow, and I'm going to put my pads on, man, and just pretend that I'm out on the field.
Well,
I think I'm a little too old, man. I think the third or fourth string safety probably was better than I would right now.
Not a chance, man. Come on, don't doubt yourself one bit. You kidding me? So let's dive right into this. Let's dive right into this, Victor. So, now, before we jump into the game tomorrow and, you know, your take on everything here and, you know, with the Jets this year, you obviously have the Victor Green Foundation that you're doing fantastic work in. You know, can't applaud you enough for everything that's going on there. So why don't you kind of tell the listeners of Jet Nation Radio what the Victor Green Foundation is all about if they don't know already?
Well, Brandon, my passions are education, health and wellness, and character. And I feel if you can build on those three things in life, you can be successful. So the Victor Green Foundation, we give to other charities who, you know, echo those same passions, if you will. This year, the recipients that we gave money to were, it's a Dare to Be, it's a homeless program in New York City, but it fell in the line of the education and the health and wellness for me. And, you know, being, you know, kids and can't really do for themselves. Homeless is, you know, it kind of touched me. So I gave money to them, and also with the Kip Spade Boys and Girls Club out of the Bronx. We sponsored two AJGA kids, so they'll be able to play and the golf events. So those are the recipients of the Victor Green Foundation this year, man. But, you know, truly, you know, we want to create opportunity for kids. And that's my real passion, is to put smiles on their faces, because if we don't give them opportunities to succeed, it's one thing giving them money, right? Giving the money to the organization, to the charities. But if you don't expand their mind outside of what they see, what they believe, then they're not going to be very successful. And, you know, the Victor Green Foundation, we take them to the Jets. You know, Jets practices, you know, we take them to the Statue of Liberty. We take them to NBA games. You know, we take them to the golf tournaments, things that can see like, wow, I can be that. I can do that. And that's what the Victor Green Foundation is all about, creating opportunities for these kids. And, you know, your listeners out there, you know, we're running a special right now or unique opportunity to go on the sideline with me, to meet your favorite player up close and personal pregame. And, you know, for a $25 donation, please go to the website and help me raise money for these kids, because, you know, the holidays are coming up, and I want to do nothing more than present a nice check to these organizations so they can really put smiles on these kids' faces and just bring joy throughout this holiday season. So go up to the Victor Green Foundation/giveaways and donate, guys. I know if you can't do it, spread the word. And, you know, you'll make a lot of kids really happy.
You know, something, not that donating to this unbelievable foundation needs, you know, any type of motivation. But it's funny that you say that. I actually had the pleasure against the home game against Washington of getting down there into the coaches club. And man, I tell you something, when you step out onto that field and see, you know, your favorite players, you know, a foot away from you or something like that, it's incredible. So I mean, you know, it's worth the cause, obviously, in itself is worth the $25 donation, but just for, again, for a chance to make it onto the field with Victor Green. We're talking to Victor right now. You know, get onto his website, donate $25, donate more than $25 if you can, and, you know, help him out. But, Victor, this game this week, okay, now let me, you know, let me backtrack a little bit because
Jets. Hold on, Brandon. Pay Dunk is our sponsor, and you know, guys, you know, they've stepped in and gave money to the foundation to be a sponsor. So, you know, big ups to Pay Dunk, man. I'm really, really happy to be a part, to be working with those guys over there, man. So you guys support them at the same time because they are a great company that, you know, you use your phone number, your cell phone number to buy things online now. So, you know, check them out, and I think you'll be happy with their services.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, listen, hey, I want you on here to talk about your foundation, everything that's going on, because, you know, we need to help spread the word for all the great work that's going on. And, you know, we can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing with the Victor Green Foundation, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, man, to spread the word, man. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about some football now as we get ready for what is a huge game tomorrow. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to ask you before we actually talk about the game is you played for the New York Jets under Bill Parcells when he first got to the team in the early late 90s and early 2000s. You know, a lot of people are comparing Todd Bowles' mindset, you know, under that type of Bill Parcells type coach, you know, very quiet, disciplined type guy. He's not going to say much. You're not going to get much out of a press conference. Not going to get much emotion out of him. You know, would you compare Todd Bowles, you know, approach to an approach like Bill Parcells?
A little bit. You know, Todd coached me, you know, in New York, and, you know, he was under that Bill, you know, that Bill Parcells regime. And, you know, he obviously adopted a lot of how Bill conducted the team himself, how he handled the media. And I think Todd is doing a great job. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to Todd last Sunday when I was at the game. And, you know, and I talked to a lot of players, man. Todd worked these guys. I mean, I was talking to Sheldon Richardson, and he's like, man, I ain't going to lie, man. This dude, we be working. So so he's a no-nonsense type of guy. And, you know, I said that at the beginning of the season. He's a very mild-mannered guy. He don't, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot out of him. But, you know, as we can see with this 5-3 record midway through the season, man, he's getting his team ready to play. And, you know, I will put him, you know, in that regime of Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells right now. And I think in the next year or two, he's going to have his team ready to play. Well, we can compete for a championship, if not this year.
Absolutely. I mean, sitting at 5, I mean, this is a crucial part in the season for Jets because, you know, you're staring a lot of different scenarios in the face. You know, if you get a win tomorrow night against Buffalo at home, sitting at 6-3, and you've kind of separated yourself a little bit from the wild card pack. With a loss, you're back down to 5-4. You know, it's amazing, you know, different worlds of 5-4 to 6-3 are, even at this point in the year. And, you know, you saying that you played under Todd Bowles, you know, which is also an interesting fact. What do you make of the dramatic difference of Todd going from a guy like Rex Ryan, who obviously this week, you know, has shown a lot of things that we haven't seen this year, just put it that way. You know, what do you think the biggest difference was for the team, and what's your overall feeling on Rex?
The bigger difference between Todd and Rex?
Yep.
You know, obviously I think it speaks for itself. You know, we just talked about Todd being, you know, this mild-mannered type of guy, and Rex this brash, you know, rub it in your face type, you know, type of a coach. And, you know, it works for both coaches. You know, what Rex does and the way he gets his team to play is the way Rex does it. And Todd is the way he handles things. So I think it works for both coaches. And, you know, they're different and similar in their own way. But, you know, I think each player, you know, like a coach a certain way, you know.
Right.
I think the players that Rex had here – I mean, in those years he went to the AFC Championship games, you know, the guys really enjoyed Rex. You know, not a lot of the guys still here today, but and I think the guy that Todd have right now, they like the way he coaches. So, you know, I think they very similar, but they're very different in their own way. But, you know, I like the way Todd is. I mean, I like that old school, you know, Bill Parcells type of coaching. And, you know, I would have loved playing for Rex as well, being a player's coach. So, you know, both of them I work with, but I'm old school, man. I'm back in the 90s and early 2000s. So I go with the old school coach myself.
Now, this game, you know, here's the big thing. Is the defense has not played well over the last 3 weeks. You know, it's been a speaking out and really kind of put a game against Jacksonville. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, the win. Obviously, they didn't play well. You know, a lot of guards and a lot of big players. You know, with the amount that they have, defense mindset. Player going out there this, you know, tomorrow night, you know, we got the guys in the room. We've proved that we can be a top five, top three defense. What do we got to go out there and change, if anything?
Well, we got to play better in the secondary. I mean, you know, the type of money we play in these guys, that's where it starts. You know, I think the front seven, they do a good job up front for the most part, but we got to be able to hold up in the secondary. You know, Revis and you know, Kamara have been having a hard time the last couple of weeks. I think the secondary in general. But, you know, for us to go far, you know, to make it to the playoff, we got to solidify that secondary. And I think if we can do that and shut down these prolific receivers that we're going to be coming in, you know, coming up against, you know, we're going to be okay. But I think the buck starts and stops in that secondary. If they can solidify that area, I think we're going to be okay. I think offensively, you know, we're solid. You know, I think Spence Patrick is playing a solid, you know, type of, you know, whole, you know, he's playing solid right now. He's protecting
right.
football
he's
for the most part.
He's not
making. He's been consistent right now. He's, you know, he's 6-3. So, you know, 5-3 right now. So, you know, he's doing his part. But defensively, if we can get it done in the secondary, then we're going to be the team you're working with, you know, outside of New England right now because you got to put them up at 8-0. So, but if we can get that, we can get Darrell and Cromartie really shutting down these top receivers, I think we'll be okay. Hey, Brendan, you're going in and out on me, Brendan. I don't know if that's my phone or yours, but you're going in and out on me so I can.
How about can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, what I was saying was, you know, what type of speech or what type of mindset do you think Todd Bowles is going in with this? What do you think he's telling the guy being that you played for him before?
You know, we're right where we want to be, guys. You know, we got to clean up a couple of things, you know, offensively and defensively. But we're right where we want to be. Yeah, at setting at 5-3, you know, I don't know too many people looking at the last couple of seasons the way we finished probably thought we'll be 5-3 right now. We made some good additions to the football team, but he's telling these guys we got a chance. We're pretty good. We're a pretty good football team, but we got to stay the course. We got to stop beating ourselves, and we got to play good, solid, sound football on both sides of the ball. And if they can do that, I'm sure that's the message he's putting across to them, and he's working their butts off in practice, then they're going to be okay. Got to get it. You got talent or you don't talent. You don't have it. But in the secondary, you know, it's going to start and finish with those guys. I'm telling you, if they don't cover better, and they got a good test tomorrow night with Sammy Watkins and Woods and those guys, if they can't get it done there, man, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season.
Is there anything that you could share from your time with Todd Bowles that was like a memorable moment for you with him?
Anything I can share from my time with Todd?
Yeah, as like a memorable type. I remember working with him.
You know, Todd and I always had a great relationship. You know, like I said, we still talk to this day. And, you know, memorable moments, man, for me, just sitting back, you know, I asked Todd, you know, in practice, you know, we were just sitting back there and, you know, Todd is married and, you know, I wasn't married and I was just asking him about marriage questions and stuff like that while I was on the sideline. So that's the most memorable things other than, you know, him just, you know, for me, Todd is a really smart football coach. You know, really smart football coach. So after meetings, you know, I stayed in the meeting room with Todd asking him questions, you know, what do you see here? Why do we need to be running this? And he was very very detailed on what we need to do and how we need to do it, how we need to defend different receivers. So that's why Todd been so good as a defensive coach. But memorable, so that's like other than just personal things, you know, just talking to Todd, getting in his head, trying to understand who he is, how he thought. You know, those are some memorable moments I have about Todd and how he answered each question. You know, how precise and how detailed he was giving me answers on how we need to get things done.
We're talking with Victor Green. Safety for the Jets was with the Jets from 93 to 2000. Now, Victor, my last question for you here before we let you go is the game tomorrow night. How do you see it playing out? Do you see Rex Ryan getting revenge, or do you see Todd Bowles and the new look Jets getting the victory?
You know, I think we'll pull it out. I think, you know, being at home, you know, with our fans behind us cheering for us, you know, we're going to find a will. We're going to find a will to win. But it's going to be a tough game. Rex is going to do everything in his power, even if he got to go suit up to win this football game. But, you know, I think Todd and the way he's going to approach this game, it's been a short week for both teams, so there's no excuse. You know, who executes the best tomorrow night is going to win the football game. You know, we gotta limit the big plays. I think we can do that. But, you know, obviously I'm rooting for the Jets to spoil Rex Ryan homecoming, and I think we can get it done. This is a big game for us.
Yeah, oh, without question. Like I said before, 6-3 and 5 different worlds, and one of your ex-coaches, one thing that I live by here is, you know, you are what your record is, and 6-3 through the first 9 games is pretty good. But, you know, one thing I want to add real quick is you actually played a season for the New England Patriots. So you know
That's
what
right.
It's like coming back playing against the Jets on the other side. What do you think it would be like in Rex Ryan's shoes, and do you think he would get a mixed reaction or a standing ovation?
Well, let me tell you, you know, it's going to be mixed emotions. I mean, it was very tough for me. It was a long week for me, man, because, you know, being in New York for a long time and not leaving the way that I want to leave and not knowing how the fan was going to react to me and, you know, you're always getting booed and this and that. But, you know, when I stepped in the stadium, man, only thing I heard from our fans, which we are the greatest fans in the world, guys. I really mean that. I love you, Victor. I wish you was back. I mean, so Rex going to have some mixed emotions. Obviously, he's going to come in very personal and want to win the football game. Obviously, we always want to win. But I think once he come in here, I don't think he's going to get that warm feeling that I got, that I received when I came here. I think he's going to get some boos, and I think that's going to fuel Rex even more to want to win this football game. And but, you know, it's going to be a lot of emotion, you know, running through his heart, and it's going to be beating very fast. But, he want to win. Don't make no mistake about it. He want this game. You know, you see how he was all the time with New England. You know, he always trying to butter up Belichick, but he wanted them games. You know, he didn't win many of them, but, you know, he's going to come back here in the stadium, you know, when he was here for a while, and, you know, it's going to be emotional for him, but – you know, he'll get over that once the game starts. And, you know, he's going to be X's and O's at that point. But, you know, I look for a great game on both sides of the ball. But it's going to come down to our secondary in winning this football game for us.
Well, Victor, you know, I can't thank you for coming on this week. If you just want, you know, a quick minute and you just want to, you know, reach out to the people that didn't catch the beginning of the interview in regards to the Victor Green Foundation, please, please check out the website. Please donate to the cause. And if you want to leave it with that, Victor, you know, leave it down to you. You can just kind of remind everybody with the Victor Green Foundation.
Yes, you know, guys, please go and donate. Victor Green Foundation /giveaways. I'm creating an opportunity for you guys to go on the field with me pre-games, take pictures with the players, you know, see them up close and personal, how they work out there in pre-game. So it's a great opportunity. It's a win-win situation, guys. You guys going to be – you win or you – it's not a win or loss. You know, you win the ticket, obviously that's a great thing. And if you don't win, you're putting smiles on kid faces when I create that check to them. So please go to the website, donate for them, be a big Jet fan for me. And, you know, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you anyway, but I'm going to love you even more. And I'll show you, you know, when we go present this check, I'm going to put it online so everybody can see where your money went to. So help me out here, guys. I love you. I appreciate all your cheers and your patience with the New York Jets. Go Jets and donate to the Victor Green Foundation. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Say that again, Brendan.
I said thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Good luck with everything. Go Jets.
All right. That was Victor. And some type of technical difficulty coming. We're going to take a quick commercial. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. Much things for this week's game. But here for next, you know, 35 minutes will definitely be about the big game. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip.
Yo, his palms are sweaty.
Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information using the right media.
Media.
From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
Hey!
anybody can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gent Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling. And the home of the Jets. We here on Gent Nation Radio, Victor Green. I mean, that's stuff. You know, the guy is an NFL veteran, Pro Bowl all time. You know, a great player for the Jets. And, for him to come on tonight, talk about his foundation, just all around great work by the guy. And it's you hear guys stuff going on with athletes, all the issues and everything. And then this guy like that who come on the radio and are making great with what obviously, Victor Green do that with the National Football League for 13 years. But enough of that tomorrow night. I mean, I was at the game against Jacksonville, usually at every home game, and it was the type of game that you really kind of looked at it as, thank goodness that you won, because if somehow you lost that game, it's almost a season-ending type of loss, where, if you lost like that, especially going up against a team that you're far superior from. I mean, the Jets were 8-point favorites going into that game on Sunday. And, in a game in which, they came out pretty fast, they looked good from the beginning of the game, the offense kind of died at some point in time. The worst part about the game was the inability to put the team away and just let them hang around. I mean, I was very disappointed in the way that Chris Ivory played and the way they couldn't run the football. In reality, I honestly, from what I'm watching, Chris Ivory doesn't look like he's 100%. Since that first run where he backed off in New England, he hasn't been the same back from the beginning of the season, which has affected him in a lot of ways. I think going into this game, now you're sitting at 5-3. You have an opportunity to make this season something. If you're a 6-3 football team, especially with the teams that the Jets have up on their record, on their schedule, there's a lot of room to not make that leap into a great football team. And that's going to start with an improved play of this defense, because this defense has not played well the last 3 weeks. Points-wise, against Jacksonville, it was a bench don't break situation. Touchdown from Brandon Marshall, which kind of sealed the game. Huge play there. Improve. I want to apologize out there to anybody that's listening. Tonight to see what's with the sound. Power through with Victor Green, and we're going to do this thing now. Obviously, this week needs no type of interest in terms of a big win against the Dolphins, and are now going to turn four, and they want to get themselves in the same position. I mean, it's a huge game. Four, Jets have the opportunity to kind of separate themselves a little bit from the rest of the pack. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little bit of what the Jets need to do in our situation. Back after.
Since the average attention span is now about 27 seconds thanks to ADD, ADHD, and bad TV, if you're a business of any kind, how do you reach your future clients? You need a marketing partner ready to implement those online strategies and properly target the right audience with the right information using the right media. You need the Strategic Peacock. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence and help create potential growth. When you're ready to understand how the modern mind works, go to strategicpeacock.com and develop the right web strategy for you. Strategicpeacock.com.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't know, doctor. I just feel sick.
What have you been listening to recently?
I don't really know. Just whatever's on, I guess.
Seems to me like you have a serious case of bad music.
Am I gonna die? Is it contagious? Is it dangerous?
It can be dangerous. It can cause headaches, earaches, vomiting, nausea, and in extreme cases, even death.
Oh no! What should I do?
I am going to prescribe to you 60 milligrams of Indie Outbreak. It'll help prevent bad music disease and will make your life better and worth living.
Thanks, Doc!
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gent Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling. We are back on the break here on Dowling Show. Again, apologize for the can take another quick break there right after the other break. Get this set fixed. But regardless of the fact, we're rock and roll, big game tomorrow night. You know, a couple of things really stand out to me for the ball game. And the first is going to be, as much as Rex Ryan knows the New York Jets from being here for as long as he was, the fans know what to expect when you're going out there and watching you play against his team. And the first thing is the middle of the field against the Rex Ryan defense is usually the best sort of attack for a defense, for an offense. So I like this game, and I think a guy like Eric Decker in the slot, a monster game tomorrow for the Jets. I think that the Buffalo Bills do not have the cornerback cover Marshall and Eric Decker, let alone you have Early and Tompkins as the third and fourth wide receiver. I think you're going to have a Bills line that's going to attack Ryan Fitzpatrick in the best way that they can. And I think you're going to see a lot of quick passes in the Jets move of the field. It also will be interesting to see, you know, it's no secret how trying to struggle defending tight ends as well. So the Jets have had very minimal or any use out of any of their tight ends this year outside of the nice catch from Cumberland last week for something yards. If the Jets work to get Jeff Cumberland involved here, the middle of the field is the weakest to a rushing defense. Those are things that the Jets are going to look to exploit tomorrow night. I think the Bills are coming in here more confident. They're coming in here healthier. They've got Taylor back. They've got Watkins back. They've got McCoy back. A lot of guys back for the Buffalo Bills. The Jets are coming in on the opposite. They're not healthy. Patrick's got one hand. Pryor's not playing. Bailey's not playing. Cromartie's probably not going to play. I mean, there's a lot of injury for the Jets, and they're limping to this football game. But that's what I said before. Find a way to win this game and get yourself 6-3 with a mini bye week to get healthy, then as a group of fans, as a team, there's a lot to be excited about. Let's go to Hank. Hank wants to talk about the game tomorrow night. Hank, on the Brandon Dowling Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. I definitely agree with what you're saying. I mean, to me, it's a playoff. It's a Super Bowl, basically. This is a playoff game. They have to win this game. If they don't win this game, they go to 5-4. Buffalo's 5-4, and now Buffalo's got that game in hand. You know, then you know the Jets have to go to Buffalo and then win there. I mean, this is it. Like you said, they need to be 6-3 going into the bye, and you know Buffalo 4-5, and almost puts them out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if I would call it a do or die game for the year. Just, you know, but I would look at this game and say it's really going to tell you a lot about where the season is. Because, you know, in reality, if the Jets lose this game, they're still in a very good position with the teams that have up in front of them. They do need this mini bye week to get healthy. Fitzpatrick can have surgery. It looks like on Friday on that hand. You need Pryor back. You really have no safeties right now. They are getting Miller back. He's activated today off of the short-term IR, so there's something to look forward to for the defense. But, I mean, look, the Jets are an injured group of guys right now. Everybody's got something going on, whether it be Fitzpatrick, Marshall, Decker. Everybody's team's on the injury report. So they need to get to this game, and if they win, then you're saying to yourself, okay, you're 6-3, there's room to get healthy. And, I mean, just take a look at the schedule. You know, after this game, they play Houston, Miami, and the Giants. All games they'll most likely favor it. So
yeah, you're right.
You're looking at your and even to go further about that, the Jets have Houston, Miami, Giants, and the Titans. You know, if you go down the stretch and you win tomorrow, you go to 6-3, let's say you lose to the game at the Giants. You're sitting at what, 9-4? This is a huge win. If the Jets can get it tomorrow night, because the teams that they have up on their schedule until they go to Dallas, in my opinion, the Jets are better than every one of these teams on the field. I think Dallas, with a healthy Romo and Dez Bryant at home, are the favorites against the Jets. I think New England, coming into the stadium, clearly will be the favorites. But I think when you look at Houston, Miami, Giants, Tennessee, Bills again, I think the Jets are the favorite in every one of those games.
Oh, I agree, but you know they already beat Miami, so you know it's how hard it is to beat the same team twice in your own division. That's going to be tough. But as you said, more to your point, that this is going to show what the team is made of. If they, this is where you gotta, suck it up, dig down deep, get through this game with a win, and that'll show to me if they're going to go anywhere in the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a game where you have to go in. The fact that MetLife Stadium obviously helps the Jets immensely. Home division game. I always say in division games, team usually has the upside because 99% of the time you're going to split. You're probably going to win your home game. That's just the way it goes. You know, a lot of the time you look at these division matchups and you look at how many splits there are. Many of the home teams that come out. So, I mean, this is a big week for the Jets. It's a huge game. It's a huge game because you lost two in a row, and you can get two wins in a span of 4 days. If you're back to where you need to be, 6-3, get healthy, go the rest out of your season, see what happens.
They think they'll be able to contain Taylor? I think Tyrod is going to be the factor that I'm worried about. I mean, I know McCoy's back and Watkins is back, but Tyrod was 11 of 12 last week. And, if he starts to run, I just, as much as I like our defensive line and linebackers, I just think they're not fast enough to.
But I tell you what, Hank, this is a job to find out what the new defense is made of. Because Jets, I believe, if not, they're 1-2 in the league against the defense. The Buffalo Bills team, like you said, ball 12 times last week. I think they rushed 280 something yards. That's not defense. I don't know. They allow this entire year up to that point. This is a rush defense that is stingy, that doesn't give up big plays, and that shuts people down right around the line of scrimmage every time running. football. So you got a Buffalo team that's coming in that leaves. They don't run the ball. If Buffalo rushes 150 yards tomorrow, they're going to win the football. That's what's going to happen. But if the Jets gain them 70 to 80 yards on the ground and make Buffalo through the air, it's not going to happen. They aren't able to win by attacking people through the air. What you saw last week, we saw years as Jet fans, is a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes, throw the ball sometimes, run it down their throats and play defense and don't make mistakes. That's what the Bills style of football is. If you contain the running game tomorrow night and make them beat you in the air, then you and against, you know, even with the Bills, I don't care about Sammy Watkins. When you pay Darrell Reeves this money, he should take him and eliminate him in the football game. That's what happen tomorrow night. You put seven or eight guys in the box, you stop the run, put a quarterback spot Tyrod Taylor, you stuff the running game, make them beat you through the air. And that's the blueprint for tonight.
No, I agree, and I think they will do that, but again, I'm just a little worried about maybe McCoy slipping out of the backfield and Tyrod dumping it to him or Tyrod running. But no, I agree with you. You got to force him to throw it. And at least, at worst case scenario, just, you know, field goals instead of touchdowns.
I think this is a game that, in order for the Jets to win, you have the spells of offense where it looks like they're not even out there. They're physically there, and they're not there mentally. You know, you got to be able to move the football. And I mean, they have to not make mistakes against the team. Coach, but we've seen a lot of times where, you know, team coached by Rex Ryan has come in and they've done penalties or, you know, turning the ball over. The Jets need to win the turnover battle, NG in the run on the right defense of the ball, and I think they'll be fine. I think that they're a better team than the Buffalo Bills. This is a good Jets team. I think that they need these that have, you know, happened this year, and they need to kind of get this win and healthy in this mid-bye week and take it from there.
All right. We shall see.
All right, Hank.
All right, man. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good. I will be as well. So you get there nice and early and put your sweatshirt just nice and warm. It's going to be cold. And Ron, all right, man?
All right. Take it easy.
All right. That was Hank calling in. And, you know, I don't know if I would go as far as to call this the Super Bowl of the season, but I definitely would call it a big game. Let's bring in behind the scenes now our producer of the show, Mr. Nick Lucarelli. Nick, man, I'm bringing in you late. We've had a busy night here, 15 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the show, and I'm happy to be a part of it, man. It's been a fun one.
Well, let me just ask you a question. What was my record last week for our pick of the week?
I might have to check my math on it because it's pretty astounding. I don't think it is possible. It's one of those things that people call an anomaly in mathematics. I believe you were 5-0, which that can't be right. But that's it says here on my paper.
Wait, one more time.
The humble host of the show, Brandon Dowling, was 5-0.
5-0 for my picks of the week last week. So let's just go ahead and give me one of these. Unbelievable. So overall, though, let's take a look at our overalls because I do have to give Nick some credit, of course. You know, you have to give credit where credit is due. As now we are sitting here, I am 22-18, over 500, and Nick is 28-12. With that being said, let's jump in to our Jet Nation Radio picks of the week. Our first game here, Nick, we're going to save the Thursday night game for last, of course. Our first game here is Philadelphia hosting the Miami Dolphins.
You know, it's one of those games where I really don't think anybody, even the guys in Vegas, have a real they don't really have an affinity for it. I think this is the kind of game it's going to be split money because I don't think anybody really knows where this is going to end up. I think it's going to come down to turnovers. I mean, I think the smartest thing to do is against Philly, because they won last week and they're one of the most inconsistent teams in the league. But Miami's not very good. I'm going with Philly just because they're home, and because I guess it's my hatred for the Dolphins, but I also hate the Eagles. It's a tough one, but I'm going to go with the Eagles at home. They, I think, might be the better team. I really don't know. We're going to find out, though. I'm taking the Eagles.
I agree. I look at the game. Philadelphia is in the what seems to be a division that I think that they're going to run with, but, you know, all of these teams are in it, really, in this division. It's a bad division to begin with, so... But I think that, you know, Philadelphia has some type of hope. So, Miami, if any type of hope they had with their coach has been completely demolished in New England with Cameron Wake. I look at this game. I think the Eagles at home. I give them whatever that you want, Philadelphia, in this game as well. Next game is Cleveland goes to Pittsburgh. Ben, out. Who do you like and why?
Is another one similar to the last game. I mean, I think that this would be the play of the week if Big Ben was playing, because of where the Steelers are after that big win. They got to get some, they got to start stringing some wins together because they need to catch the Bengals if they can. But, you know, without Big Ben, this is a tough game. And McCown's coming back for the Browns. It is going to be in the shot in the arm they need to get another win, because they are pretty much out of it. But they're definitely going to be out of it if they have another loss to a division rival. So you would think the Browns are going to go all out, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think Daniel Lynn is going to run hard. I think that Landry Jones will manage the game. I think the Steelers will win by a field goal.
You know, I think the Steelers are going to win as well. I think that they really, they have to keep it going, you know, in a division that obviously Cincinnati has run. I like the Steelers at home. I think Cleveland, you know, has a puncher's chance in this game. Big Ben being out. It's a toss-up, you know. Pittsburgh has more play for right now. They want a wild card spot. They just got a big win against the Raiders. They need to, you know, keep that momentum. I think the fact that Pittsburgh at home gives them the advantage. It's a big one. The Patriots travel here, but not to play the Jets, but to play a team that they can't beat in the New York Giants. Who do you like and why?
I get the whole Eli beat Brady, and he's the Brady killer, and that, you know, this is going to be a good matchup. But frankly, I'm not really buying it. I'm not really buying that this week. I actually see a Patriot blowout this week of the Giants. I think that people are getting too hyped up into the past matchups, and they're calling this a Patriot loss, let alone a close game. I don't see it being a close game. The Giants are not a good football team. They just aren't. They're inconsistent, and at their best, they're an above-average team. I'm not a believer in the Giants, although it would make my day to see them beat the Patriots. I don't see it happening. Patriots won't handle it.
You know, this game is an interesting one, because there's just something there. You can't put your finger on it. And this Giants team is anywhere near the caliber team that New England is right now. But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. This is the type of game where you use the phrase any given Sunday. And I think that this team being at home, first off, I would love to know what play on the Patriots is covering Odell Beckham. You know, that's my question. I mean, I think that quarterbacks are going to have a day. I think Eli might throw for 400 yards in this game. I think that the fact that the Giants are home, I think the Patriots have a couple games this year that they might not have, you know, played their best football in. I think this is the type of game that the Patriots are due for a loss. The Giants are coming in. They beat Tampa Bay, but I don't think they have a good taste in their mouth after that. They're going home. They need a big victory this season. I think their offense is just too good for the Patriot defense. I think this is going to be a 42-35 type matchup. I really do. And when I say that, turn into 17-10 type matchup as well. But, you know, I'm going to go with the situation, because today, Tom Brady and the Patriots, unless Randy Moss is at wide receiver in the regular season and you're trying to get to 16-0, they won't beat the Giants. And I'm going to on Sunday. Arizona at Seattle. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, you know, Arizona's been, I think, in my opinion, the toughest team to figure it out, because although the other teams have been more frustrating, more consistent, those teams, in my opinion, have been, you can tell, the smart fan, not the casual fan, can realize and look at a team like the Colts after a couple of games and realize they're not the same team, or the Eagles, and they're not the team people thought they were going to be. But the Cardinals, I still don't know. I really don't know. It's going to depend, I think, on if they get home field advantage of the playoffs. And again, I'm not so sure they're going to make the playoffs yet because of how competitive that division is, although it looks like they are. And I take that with this going into this game, thinking that Seattle is the more consistent team, believe it or not, even though they've had a very turbulent season so far, they've got the more consistent quarterback, one of the best players in the league. I think that no matter what you look at his numbers, he gets things done, whether it has to be with his legs or if it has to be through the air. He seems to just win it when he has to. And, you know, that's what it's going to come down to. And I still, until it becomes a consistent pattern of this not being the case anymore, Seattle at home is a great bet. So I'm going to take Seattle at home. I think they're the better team. I think the Cardinals are still a little bit more pretender than they are contender. And I think Seattle takes it away in a pretty close one.
All right, Nick. It's time to go, my friend. You know what time it is. Bills, Thursday, MetLife Stadium. Who do you like and why?
You know, I was on our partner show, Joe Vanini and the Jets, last night for a little bit, and they asked me to pick the score, and I picked the Jets to win because I really believed it. But when I woke up this morning, I got a pit in my stomach, and I'm starting to get scared about this game. I had nightmares of Tyrod Taylor running up the sideline and LeSean McCoy, Carlos Williams running up the sideline because our linebackers cannot get there because East and West are we of a very slow defense. And although I still believe that the Jets' offense will be fine, score their 24 points, I unfortunately think the Bills will score 27, and I really don't see, with how banged up we are, how the Jets contain a team that, frankly, in my opinion, is going to look like they have our number. You know, it has a recipe for Rex getting his team all riled up. They come in, but we're the better team, so we beat them down. That's what should happen. But I just don't know. I don't have a feeling because of Tyrod Taylor. If this was E.J. Manuel, if this was Matt Castle, if this was even Ryan Fitzpatrick of 09, 2010 with the Bills, I think this is a win for the Jets. But I think Tyrod Taylor has a certain intangible that a lot of people don't have. And it's not just his athleticism. It's that he's pretty smart with the ball if you watch his games. When he's healthy, he's a very good option at quarterback so far. Obviously, it's a very small sample. But I'm very worried about him. And I had nightmares, like I said. And unfortunately, I've changed my opinion. I think the Jets are going to lose tomorrow night.
Well, that's good, because usually when you pick against the Jets, they usually come around and get a victory. So, but you did pick them against Jacksonville, and they got a win. So that's the one, you know, bright spot of you picking the Jets games this year, Nick.
I call them like I see them, but trust me, if I thought that was the case, I'd pick against them every week.
Well, you know, this type of game that, it's really a toss-up. You know, the Jets are coming in very, very injured right now. They're not going to – their starting safety and backup safety is going to be out. Cromartie most likely is not going to play. You're going to see Shear coming off of the short-term IR. Osborne definitely hasn't looked healthy. Fitzpatrick has one hand, basically, out there. And Wallone is now out for the rest of the year. So the Jets have their fair share of injuries. Like, at the end of the day, it's no excuses. Big, you got a quarterback who's not turning the football. Jacksonville Jaguars in a game that they did play their football. You know, another old adage in football is good teams win when they don't play their best. And that was one of the had with the Jets last week. They didn't play well, got some breaks with the turnovers. You know, the defense was in a bend but don't break mode. Whenever they had to get stopped, you know, they got a turnover, the fumble. Jacksonville was driving the Bills run. The defensive line is to the challenge of against this heavy Buffalo Bills rushing attack. And I think at the end, you're getting a mistake made by Buffalo Bills in the Jets' favor. You know, again, play division opponent, the team that usually gets take the Jets in this. I think that the defense going up against a team that rushes works in their favor, and I think they win the tournament. speechless, Nick?
Yeah, I'm speechless. I'm sure as our listeners can tell, we have a little bit of a problem. But I heard most of that, and I am a little speechless. And you're a smart guy, and I hope that you are right about this tomorrow, because that would just make my day, and that would mean a very good thing for the Jets. If they win this game, I think that officially puts to rest any type of notion that we know anything about this Jets team, because I think that will be the coming out party of this new Jet era of the Jets win games they're supposed to win. And we really want that to be the case. I want to not have to worry about, oh, it's the game they should win, so I'm worried. What a backwards way of thinking that we have been forced to think the last couple of years, really the last decade. So I hope that gets turned around tomorrow.
Well, I think that it's going to be a great game tomorrow. You're going Bills. I'm going Jets. And remember, this never stops here on Jet Nation Radio. It continues around the clock on Jet Nation. .com. The forums are exploding every single day with new users. Go on JetNation.com. Check it out. Your water cooler work sports talk continues on JetNation.com 24/7. And remember, check out Victor Green, the Victor Green Foundation. If you haven't donated, please go on there. Help Victor Green complete, keep going with his mission. It's helped put a smile on kids' faces. Remember, he's got a lot of giveaways, including 4 tickets to being on the sideline with Victor Green, meeting the Jets players, pregame Jets home game this year. So check it out. That's the Victor Green Foundation. We'd like to thank you for coming on for the show tonight. Thank the callers out there. Big game tomorrow night. Remember, it's a green out at the stadium, so if you're going to the game tomorrow, please remember to wear green, and we will see you. Thank you for tuning in to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. And remember, you can hear us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.